You're listening to 90.5 WESA. I'm Noah Brode. Authorities held a press conference this morning to update the public on their investigation into a mass shooting that took place at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill yesterday. 11 people were killed, 6 were injured. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young was at the press conference. Virginia, what's the latest? Who was in attendance there?
So the media room was packed. This is obviously a situation where there's a lot of national media attention, as well as every local outlet really paying attention to how this is unfolding. And so we had representation from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, local responders, the mayor, and city officials as well. And they really went over these 29 federal charges against the gunman. Those include obstruction of religious belief, resulting in death, using a firearm in those hate crimes, being treated as a hate crime as well as shooting against those officers. So going over some of the details of those charges.
And medical examiner Carl Williams was there. He identified the 11 victims. Can you tell us anything about them?
They're mostly older, ranging in age from 54 years old to 97 years old. There was a pair of brothers among them, as well as a husband and wife pair. And they really came from areas from all over the city, from Oakland, Ross Township, of course, Squirrel Hill, as well as, you know, all the way over to Mount Washington.
So there were some community leaders there at the press conference as well. Can you go over what they said and how they're helping the community to heal?
The CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greatest Pittsburgh really kept it brief. He was obviously moved just having to be there, saying, you know, I've seen things like this happen on television and never thought that it would be me. But, you know, we're a strong Jewish community and we'll continue to be one going forward. Mayor Bill Peduto speaking on behalf of the community as well and saying that Pittsburgh is somewhere that values diversity, that we really hold dear to us, the diversity in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood, and of course all of the religious and racial diversity that we have here in the city, and that we've been through a lot and we'll be able to get through this as well. Also, you know, touching on some more political issues, when asked how this would affect midterm elections, he says, you know, I don't know, but what I do know is that guns are the common denominator in mass shootings and that we shouldn't stand for hate and should do what we have to do to keep firearms out of the hands of those working to propagate hatred in our communities.
So practicing Jews can adhere to some pretty strict rules when it comes to burial practices and funeral rituals. Have any of those practices been interrupted by this investigation?
Regardless of how these particular individuals would observe those customs, it's unknown, right? But what we do know is it's customary for a Jewish body to be buried within 24 hours. And it's clear now, more than 24 hours after the shooting, that that's not going to be possible. So the chief medical examiner, Williams, you know, said all 11 bodies were identified at the synagogue before being removed and taken to his office. And some of those preliminary evaluations are still being completed. He expects some bodies to be released today, but not all. And so certainly no funerals expected today. So there is some concern on behalf of the community. But what he did say is they're doing the best they can to balance the needs of a criminal investigation with, of course, the needs of the families.
Right. We know the gunman was 46-year-old Robert Bowers. What do we know about his motives or his activities leading up to the shooting? What's next in the investigation into Bowers?
So they're not specifically saying, you know, this is what the motive was, although there are accounts of him, you know, speaking about genocide during the shooting and afterwards with law enforcement saying, you know, all Jews must die, essentially. There's a lot of his social media posts to reflect things like that as well. But there's still a lot more work to be done. They're still screening social media. FBI is still conducting interviews. The FBI is still doing a lot of forensic investigation of the scene as well. So that area around Wilkins and Shady, that's expected to be closed for up to about a week while this investigation is ongoing. So there's still quite a few outstanding questions, but we do know at least some of those beliefs that the gunman held.
90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young. Virginia, thank you.
Thanks so much.